at my doctor's office talking to her about some digestive problems I've been having lately. And she says to me, "You know, Ida, the older you get, the more your body becomes like a nun's." That caught me off guard at first, but I pondered it, and she kind of has a point. After a certain age, there's just a lot less margin for error. Gotta somehow keep yourself pure. But tell me, where's the fun in that? It seems like this happens overnight, but if you stop and think about it, you realize that's not really true. Our bodies have been trying to get our attention, but we haven't been taking the hints. It starts off subtle. Slight heartburn after a spicy meal. Pop a couple of Rolaids and you're good to go. Maybe you ate a little too much chocolate and get kind of cranky. It happens. Next thing you know, the fat on your body is moving around, going from your butt to your stomach, from your breast to your inner thighs. Then your hair starts migrating from where you want it to where you don't, and you realize, whoa, you've entered an alternate universe. In this brave new world, you can be chewing a Junior Mint, right? And suddenly realize it has a crunch to it. New formula? No. That's just the filling from one of your molars that's decided to give up the ghost. And at this point, they don't fill them anymore. No, dear. We're talking a brandy new crown. And guess what? You've just bought your dentist, his wife, and kids a long weekend in a 4-star hotel. You get a little carried away with Cherry Garcia, Chubby Hubby, and everything but the kitchen sink. So what? Here's what. You wake up the next morning with a hangover. Seriously, a hangover from eating too much sugar. No alcohol involved. What is this evil planet? On the Death Star, you eat something, who knows what, and your stomach pumps up to the size of an overinflated beach ball. Huh? As if that weren't humiliating enough, geysers of fire erupt like a volcano, sending molten lava up to squeeze your heart in a vice grip. Rolaids bounce off this beast like marshmallows while you, curled in the fetal position on the bathroom floor, welcome the coolness of the tile and pray for relief. Countless Our Fathers and Hail Marys and a few spontaneous Jesus crows thrown in for good measure, and poof, the pressure valve magically releases, sending toxic vapors into the night. Get thee behind me, Satan. You crawl back to the bedroom where your sputtering husband is blissfully unaware that anything's amiss. Exhausted, you let slumber take you. The next morning, when your husband asks, "How'd you sleep?" you stare back incredulous, hollow-eyed, as you hook up that coffee IV and prepare to face the day. Jeez Louise, don't get me started on caffeine, which I know I should be cutting back on, but honey, caffeine and sex. At this point, that's about all that's standing between me and the convent. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.